It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Monday, February 29th. I'm Patricia Naft. A man from Telluride was found dead in the woods near Tomboy Road last Friday. The San Miguel Sheriff's Office says that Thomas Slocum died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. He was 57 years old. The USDA Farm Service Agency just announced some good news for organic farmers. 20,000 acres in the Conservation Reserve Program is being set aside just for organic growers and farms that graze organic livestock. The CPR program gives farmers and ranchers money to create natural buffers on their land, which provides wildlife habitat and improves soil and water quality. Due to funding cuts, though, there are fewer acres up for grabs, making the application process a lot more competitive. Kent Polich is the chief of the public affairs for the Farm Service Agency. He says this new partition should help organic producers secure the assistance.
The 20,000 acres have been set aside for the organic crops to create buffers and borders because we have a strong sense that there are more organic producers, more organic farms that are being established. And it's very important that conservation and organic crops work together.
He suggests that anyone interested should contact their local FSA office. Delta County is looking at financial estimates for 2017, and things aren't looking much better. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
County Administrator Robbie LaValle says that the county has been very conservative in its budgeting the past 2 years as they anticipated more economic depression.
In that same anticipation and what we're seeing at the local, state, and national level, then we are projecting an additional decrease for the budget year 2017.
They're estimating a loss of $500,000 in revenue for next year. She says the county's reserves will help cover some of that, but they'll be examining every staffed position and delaying capital improvement projects if possible. The downturn in coal mining doesn't look to change anytime soon, and the Valley knows that they can't delay spending and hiring forever.
That's why Delta County is very proactive when it comes to making sure that we get the middle mile of the broadband into the county. That's why you see the additional emphasis on the recreation infrastructure. That's why you see the additional participation in bringing in the food manufacturing and those types of businesses to the county to help diversify the economy.
She says the cuts will be inevitable, but they'll need to look at everything before making decisions. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
A program that provides school children in Montrose and Olathe with meals over the weekend has seen demand for its services dramatically increase. KVNF's Laura Pomisano has more.
3 years ago, Common Ground Montrose, a faith-based nonprofit, took over Kids Aid Montrose. The program sends low-income students home with meals they can prepare on their own over the weekend. When Common Ground took over Kids Aid, it served about 50 students. Now it provides food to more than 200. Richard Godsell, the executive director of the organization, says they're struggling to keep up with demand.
We're going to do the best we can. We want the children not to go hungry.
During the week, volunteers with Kids Aid pack bags that contain 2 days' worth of meals. Those bags are delivered to schools in Montrose and Olathe and go home with students in their backpacks.
We're spending over about $1,000 per weekend to feed these children.
Godsell thinks increased awareness of the program is driving growth, but he worries the demand will outpace their resources. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
The Colorado Department of Transportation just received $1 million from the federal government to help pay for the cost of repairing I-70. 2 weeks ago, a rock slide closed a portion of the interstate for days. One lane of controlled traffic is now open in both directions. Colorado's Republican and Democratic caucuses will be held tomorrow on March 1st, known as Super Tuesday. Republican leaders in Colorado canceled their traditional presidential preference poll. Benta Berkland sat down with Steve House, the chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, to discuss the caucus and presidential politics.
Let's start off with the decision not to take the presidential preference poll. Why was that made? And talk about the thinking at the time.
I think it was very, very important to the XCOM committee or the executive committee. Those 24 people felt like they should think about what caucus really is. And what caucus is a four-step process in which you rebuild the Republican Party through the election of precinct committee people. You look at and vote on resolutions to determine whether the platform needs to be changed or not, not only in Colorado, but all the way up to the national convention. And then you elect delegates. And those delegates not only vote for sheriffs and county commissioners, but for our U.S. senators, for congressional districts, and everything else that goes on in the process. So in the context of things, that's what is important about caucus. Now, the presidential race itself, we've done caucus preference polls before, but they've never been binding. And given the context of this race back in August when we made this decision, we believed it would be better to follow that four-step process to elect delegates that represented the candidates that the state of Colorado's Republican membership wanted.
Given what we've seen with the presidential race on the Republican side and the growing popularity of Donald Trump, will that impact things as far as the national convention in terms of Colorado's delegates?
I certainly believe that at caucus you're going to have two groups come to caucus in numbers. One will be those representing those candidates because they want to become delegates so that they can bind themselves. A lot of people don't realize this, but on our side, you can file an intent to run form. You must do that to run for national delegate to go to Cleveland. On that form, you have the option of writing in who you support. If you write a name in, you're bound to that candidate if you get elected to the national delegate. I don't know if it's Donald Trump that makes the convention any different. It's just the fact that we have multiple popular candidates that if it goes to Cleveland without a decision being made or a presumptive nominee, yeah, it's going to be a lot of interesting things going on there.
The people vying to be national delegates, how many do fill out that form and bind themselves to someone?
We don't know yet because we don't have the forms in yet. We'll know probably around mid-month. There'll be a balance for people saying, well, do I bind myself to a candidate? And if that candidate's not in, I haven't really made a difference. Or do I leave myself unbound in case there's a multi-ballot convention election?
Will we kind of know who Republicans at this point prefer, even if they don't take the poll?
I think the presidential race will dominate the early conversation at every caucus. Because look, if you're going to vote for a delegate going to a higher assembly and you're passionate about who the president should be, you're likely to ask that delegate, who do you support? Well, I support Trump or Cruz or Rubio or Kasich or Carson. So I think that conversation will dominate.
Any guesses as to how it will turn out?
I have no idea.
And I know nationally for the presidential race, a lot of Republicans have been very surprised. What's your stance?
Anybody who said they aren't surprised by Donald Trump is not telling you the truth. Nothing wrong with Donald Trump. If he's our candidate, then we'll support him completely. I think people are surprised by it in two senses. One, it's him, and the other is that so many people between Donald and Bernie appear to be choosing a solution other than a typical politician. They don't want politics as usual. Bernie's been in politics for 30 years, but they look at his solutions and see somebody who's very atypical. I think there's some healthiness in it because I think people are so passionately engaged in it. I haven't seen a poll on Colorado in terms of the Republican side. I've seen the Democrat poll with Bernie Sanders up. I don't know what's going to happen in Colorado. I'm just excited about the process because it's the greatest political event in any election year other than the election itself. Getting people together, having the conversation, neighbors, talking over coffee, maybe yelling at each other and arguing about different things. I think it's going to be great.
Thanks. That was Republican State Party Chairman Steve House.
Glad to be here. Glad you took the time.
I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft. Stay tuned for Go Betty and the Monday Morning Music Mix.